اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host Mahdi and we are joined by Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam, brother Mahdi, and Assalamu alaikum. Dear listeners of this program, I'm glad to be with you as always.
Thank you, brother. Well, dear audience, as you may know, this program, Let's Recite the Quran, consists of several Quranic parts. First, we're going to talk about a famous Quran reciter, and then we're going to listen to a recitation recited by that famous reciter, and after it, Brother Muhammad is going to analyze that recitation. Beside these parts, we're going to have some other interesting Quranic parts which will be presented to you. So please stay tuned. Today we're going to listen to a recitation by Brother Murtaza Sadat Fatemi. He is an Iranian reciter who was born in Mashhad, the city where the holy shrine of Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam is located, in 1949. At the age of 7, he managed to recite the Noble Quran within 2 months. He was very interested in the recitation of the Noble Quran. When he was only 10 years old, he could recite the Quran in tahqiq form through listening to Abdul Basit's cassettes. Brother Murtaza Sadat Fatemi took part in Quranic interpretation classes held in Mashhad by outstanding Quran teachers such as Ayatollah Khamenei and Martyr Hashemi, and there he recited the Noble Quran. He followed the style of Sheikh Mahmud Al-Banna, Sheikh Menshawi, and Sheikh Abdul Basit, and he also followed the style of Sheikh Mustafa Ismail. In 1982, he began reciting the Noble Quran in the holy shrine of Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam in Mashhad. And in 1983, he managed to rank first in Islamic Republic of Iran's international Quran recitation competition. He has traveled to many countries, including Singapore, Malaysia, Bahrain, Qatar, United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, Italy, Argentina, Pakistan, China, Kuwait, Thailand, and many other countries to recite the Noble Quran. He's a university professor and he teaches Tajweed and Qira'ah. Now it's time to listen to the recitation of verses 30 to 33 of Surah Fussilat, recited by Brother Murtaza Sadat Fatemi. Let's enjoy it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا تتنزل عليهم
Dear listeners, you're still listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran from IRIB English Radio. And what you just listened to was recitation of Surah Fussilat, verses 30 to 33, recited by Brother Murtaza Sadat Fatemi. And now, Brother Muhammad, let's talk about this beautiful recitation.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In verse 30 of Surah Fussilat, the first word is in, a noon with tashdeed. Whenever noon has a tashdeed, no matter why it has a tashdeed, whether it's because of idgham, or if it's a letter of, a shamsi letter, which is in a alif lam word, for example, an-nas, the noon becomes mushaddad because it's preceded by alif lam.
Mm-hmm.
Or if the noon originally has a tashdeed, in all cases, you have to apply ghunna for two vowel counts. And in order to do that, you basically hold the sound of noon for the duration of two vowel counts. In-na. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا, like this. And the word قَالُوا, we have a قَاف with an أَلِفُ الْمَدْ. قَاف is a letter of إِسْتِعْلَى.
Seeking higher position.
So what is a letter of إِسْتِعْلَى? A letter of إِسْتِعْلَى means that the root of the tongue is in a high position, is raised. Okay, whenever you pronounce a letter of istila, the result is tafkhim. Letters of istila have to be pharyngealized and velarized. Some of them are also velarized. Pharyngealized means that the root of the tongue goes up close to the pharynx, and we have this thick sound.
Yes.
And velarization means the back of the tongue also
goes up
toward the roof of the mouth, to the heart palate. Whenever a letter of istila has an aliful med, you have to, in fact, apply the highest level of tafkhim. And how do you do that? In addition to raising the root of the tongue, you open the mouth
vertically.
Qalu.
Qalu.
Qalu. You don't say qalu. Qalu is incorrect. Even though you're still raising the root of the tongue, but your mouth is not opening vertically enough.
Practically, we can say you have to pronounce it with a full mouth.
Yes. Or we could say that the tongue is in a very high position. It's almost
feeling the
as mouth. If it's sticking to the roof of the mouth. Okay. Mm-hmm. Whenever we have tarqiq, we don't have this.
Mm-hmm.
The roof of the tongue is not raised. The back of the tongue is not raised.
Yeah. And this is why we say that we pronounce a letter of tarqiq with an empty mouth.
With an empty mouth, yes. Thumma. Again, we have a meme this time. Meme and noon are both letters of ghunna. They're two nasal consonants. And just like noon, we have to apply ghunna to meme whenever it has tashdeed, whenever it is mushaddad. So we have to hold the sound of the meme for two vowel counts nasally. Thumma. Tatanazzalu. The zay here has a tashdeed. You have to pronounce two zays. And the first one is sakin. The second one has a haraka. Of course, they merge. Or we could say we have a two zays. The first one is not released. You don't release the first one. You just hold it. After pronouncing the second one,
you release it.
Tatanazzalu. Okay? So, and you have to observe the timing as well. Za is a letter of rakhawa. It should be pronounced like a weak letter, not a strong or even a moderate letter. Okay? Mm-hmm. And by a strong and moderate, I mean the letters of shidda, which are strong. Okay?
Like ba.
Like ba, ta, ta, qa. These are letters of shidda.
They have the shortest timing.
Yes. You don't spend too much time on them, pronouncing them. But and the letter, the moderate letters are the letters of tawassut, which are in between rakhawa and chidda. They're not too soft and they're not too strong.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go on to verse number 31. Ad-dunya. Here we have ilhar of nun sakina because the nun sakina is in one word. It's not in a phrase for us to apply, for example, idgham of nun sakina.
Yes, because there's a ya after
this. There's a ya after the nun sakina. We don't apply idgham. We apply ilhar because the nun sakina is in one word and the ya is also in one word.
They both are in one word.
Yeah,
actually.
Both of them are in one word. This is more correct. And the final point is Nuzulam min. Here we have idgham of nun sakina ma'al ghunna into meme. Nuzulam min. And so we don't pronounce the nun sakina. Instead, we pronounce the next letter with tashdeed.
That is meme here.
And with ghunna.
Thank you, Brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. That was the final part of the program. Let's recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Please click on the tab Call of Islam, and there you can listen to this program as well as other programs of this radio. Until next time, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن ضياء يملأ الآفاق ونور يبعث الأشواق وفيه محاسن الأخلاق